Welcome to this first PepEd podcast, and I'm going to talk about how to write an essay. And I want to take an example from ethics, and that is the question, natural law is the best approach to issues surrounding euthanasia. And the first point I want to make is that in every essay, when you read the title, you need to find a point of attack. And here, the obvious point of attack is in that phrase, best approach. Because it begs the question, doesn't it? What makes an approach good or the best? Is it simplicity? Is it ease of use? Is it the ability to handle complexity where two moral goods come into conflict? And I'm going to present an argument here, having found my point of attack. And I'm going to do that by making a thesis statement. And a thesis statement is simply part of the opening paragraph, maybe one sentence or two sentences, which expresses in a nutshell, in summary, what your argument is going to be. So, for example, with this question, we might say natural law is the best approach because it focuses on the true purpose of human life. It extracts clear precepts and provides a way of handling complexity through the principle of double effect. And it's therefore superior, for example, to situation ethics. Second point is this. Having presented our thesis statement in the opening paragraph, we need a structure of thought. So many essays that I read are just full of content. They don't appear to develop an argument. So we need to plan our structures of thought. And if you look at the PepEd website, in every section there is a diagram which expresses a structure of thought. With natural law, for example, we begin with the principle of synderesis, because that gives natural law its universal absolute quality. It's meant to apply at all times and in all places, a theory of natural, rational purposes. So we need that structure of thought, which in natural law, we might start with synderesis and move to the primary precepts and then the secondary precepts and link all that to the ultimate goal or purpose, which is eudaimonia, the flourishing, fulfilled life. As we develop this structure, we then need connections, and connections are words and phrases that drive the argument along. For example, if I want to extend a point, I might use the word furthermore. If I want to make a contrasting point, I might use a word like however. And as I come to conclude, I might use a phrase like in conclusion. These words and phrases, these connectives, are crucial in providing clues to the reader about how the argument is driving forward towards the conclusion. And my final point is this. We must have a strong conclusion. In fact, all the way through the essay, we need to develop a paragraph structure. And I suggest you start by thinking in terms of five paragraphs. That's an introductory and a concluding paragraph, and three in the middle. And then when you've got used to using five, start to extend that a little bit up to a maximum perhaps of eight. And a paragraph is itself a unit of thought. When we get to the conclusion, we are really restating our thesis statement. And mine was that natural law is indeed the best approach for three main reasons that I gave, if you remember. But I'm also perhaps providing what we call a little bit more nuance, a little bit more subtlety to that rather brief thesis statement. And remember that as I go through, I need to provide evaluative points, that's points that are bringing out problems with an argument, and also contrasting points. So I might place a contrast between natural law and utilitarian ethics as I go paragraph by paragraph, and in every paragraph make some sort of allusion to the question that's set. The biggest problem that students have is that they quite often do not answer the question. And it is that particular question in front of us that we need and we must attack.